This week marked the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of John Kvaerluk, Jr. outside of the Rock and Rodeo Bar in Fairbanks. Based on witness accounts and video surveillance, police initially went after four suspects in connection to the incident. Two of those suspects have been apprehended and remain in custody, awaiting trial. As Tim Bodoni from KIYU in Galena reports, even though one suspect is facing murder charges, the alleged shooter remains at large.
John Kvaerluk was originally from the village of Koyuk. He graduated from the Galena Interior Learning Academy in 2010 and subsequently trained as a plumber in Fairbanks. On May 16, 2015, he took his wife Shailene to the Rock and Rodeo on the Old Stees Highway in Fairbanks for their first night out after the birth of their daughter Kinley roughly a month earlier. Charging documents suggest that Kvaerluk tried to defend his wife from one of the four suspects. A fight broke out in the bar and the men were ejected. Shortly after, in the parking lot, one of the suspects retrieved a 9mm Glock pistol from a silver SUV and shot Kvaerluk multiple times before all four suspects fled the scene. In October, U.S. Marshals and local police in Selma, Texas, apprehended Anchorage's Joel Roland Joseph, charging him with first- and second-degree murder in connection with Kvaerluk's death. At his arraignment in December, Joseph pled not guilty. According to court documents, Joseph, despite the murder charges looming over him, is not the individual who allegedly pulled the trigger that night. Fairbanks Police Detective Peyton Meredith explains.
You don't have to actually be the shooter to be charged with murder, depending on what your actions were involved in the case. You know, and, you know, each case is different, of course. His level of participation in the homicide, his level of culpability raised his level, you know, to that charge.
Joseph's attorney, Steve Wells, disagrees.
What they have done is charged him under a theory that he essentially aided or abetted or encouraged someone else to do that. We dispute that.
Instead, Wells claims that Joseph had no interest in elevating what began as a fight in the Rock and Rodeo Bar to a homicide.
Our defense is that Joel Joseph didn't want him dead and didn't solicit his death or encourage his death or do anything to aid or abet the other fellow who did pull the trigger.
The identity of the alleged shooter, who remains at large, has not been revealed publicly. If Joseph knows who fired the shots that killed Kvaerluk, Wells says that he doesn't have to tell.
Anybody has a legal right to not provide that information. As far as whether Mr. Joseph has that information, what he knows, the extent of what he knows, things like that, that is all part of what this case is about.
Anchorage resident Demarius Hinson was also arrested in connection with the Kvaerluk shooting. Police tracked him down in Orlando, Florida last October and arrested him on charges of hindering prosecution. Police also arrested Joel Joseph's older brother David in Anchorage on charges of hindering prosecution. It was David Joseph's 9mm handgun that was used in the shooting, and which David reported to police as stolen, allegedly after a phone conversation between the Joseph brothers shortly after the incident. That leaves two people who were allegedly involved with Kvaerluk's death unaccounted for, including the man who likely fired the gun. Multiple witnesses and video surveillance footage depict the men as African Americans in their 20s or 30s who traveled from Anchorage to Fairbanks shortly before the incident. Detective Meredith says that the search for the at-large suspects continues.
We're still trying to get information from the public to help identify these people. There could be things working behind the scenes as well, trying to get the identity of the other two people involved in the homicide. You know, everything's being done at this time that can be done, but we are still very optimistic that those people will be identified.
Both Hinson and Joel Joseph remain in custody at the Fairbanks Correctional Center. They're scheduled to stand trial for the homicide of John Kvaerluk in August, though Wells is skeptical the trial will happen so soon after the initial arrests and indictments. In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.